All right, back on the Young Turks, Anna and I were just having a mom off. Whose mom cooks better turkey on Thanksgiving?
I actually didn't want to compare my turkey to your mom's, or my mom's turkey to your mom's turkey, but you immediately went there.
No, I got competitive.
I didn't even like argue or anything.
No, but I won't have anybody messing with my mom's turkey.
I didn't mess with your mom's turkey. I've never had it.
Okay, and you better not. Okay. No one has ever tasted my mom's turkey on Thanksgiving and not thought it was the best turkey they've ever tasted.
Okay, real quick. I, earlier in the year, mentioned that maybe I'll host Thanksgiving for the first time, you know, since we have like a new place that we're in and I have room in the kitchen to actually cook. And then I like kind of regretted saying that. Is it bad to renege on that? Like, what if I just say, no, mom, sorry, I made that up. You're going to make Thanksgiving.
Okay, here's what I think about that. It was definitely a bad idea. Let's just be honest.
Absolutely, 100%. Although I am an excellent cook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two, no, don't go back on it. It's not that it's like a gross violation of etiquette. It's that you're going to do it, and then you're going to come on a post game and tell us, oh, I'm glad I did it. It was hard, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
Because we,
I'm going to say just like that. I'm going to bat my eyelashes.
And kind of.
And shimmy my shoulders a little bit.
A little bit, okay. and we all know it. But make it more collaborative. Have your mom come over and do it with her. She'll super appreciate that you're asking for help. And it'll be like a fun thing you guys are doing together. And it'll take some of the pressure off you.
That's a great point.
All I do is solve problems here, okay? That's all I do. If my job had a title, it'd be problem solver. Okay, anyways, it's funny. It's a moment of change in your family's Thanksgiving traditions. Me as well, because my parents are now out here in LA, at least for the time being. So only second Thanksgiving ever that I'm not going to New Jersey, and we're gonna do it out here at my house. So, a time for change. Perhaps appropriate for the autumn season.
You're such a dork.
These post-game graphics have nothing to do with autumn, but they are putting me more of a fall spirit.
Yeah, I like these graphics, they're good.
My kids, there's something wrong with me, so I'll explain that real quick.
Oh, I know.
And then we'll get to the clips and the other things. Okay, agreed, on many fronts. But this particular thing that I'm talking about. So I took my kids to the thing that they do in their school for Halloween. It's like a big extravaganza they put together. It's a public school, it's super fun. And there's like a little haunted house. And the fact that my daughter freaks out and clings to me much, much tighter, it's like the best thing. So I can't wait to go to that haunted house. They're like, Bob, did you really want to wait in this long line? I'm like, I really do, I really do. Because when Joy freaks out and then like, and clings to me, I'm like, oh, it's the best feeling in the world.
How cute.
Is there something wrong with that, or is that rational?
I think that's rational, because that's not going to last forever, right? Like these moments are temporary, and you got to savor them. And if you have to like, set the stage for them to happen, then
set the
stage.
If I got to scare the living shit out of them with a Frankenstein that wakes up in the middle of a haunted house, so hey, got to do what you got to do, right?
But here's the thing, like they're going to have fun. She's going to remember this stuff. Like I have super fond memories of my father when I was Joy's age. We used to have like nighttime teas. And it wasn't bullshit, like there's really no tea here, I just have like a cute plastic tea set and we're gonna pretend to drink tea. Like me and my dad would get together every night, sit there, he would like make me laugh and he'd make me these delicious little sandwiches. And we would have like delicious tea and we would talk and have a good time. And I remember those like it was yesterday. So Joy is gonna remember this stuff.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Or maybe not, like later in therapy she's like, my dad would just scare the shit out of me so that I would cling on to him. And then the therapist is like, what a monster. You're going to have to come to more sessions. There was a monster in that haunted house. Just wasn't Frankenstein.
That is so funny. You know, one other memory I have with my dad, well, I have a lot of memories, but here's another one that people like think is weird. But we used to watch Married with Children together.
That is definitely slightly weird.
But I don't think I don't think my dad understood, because his English is not great, right? I don't think he really understood like anything that was going on that show.
Like he didn't understand all the jokes about the womans?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Well, you know, what the thought that came to me as you're telling that story is completely different, which is that, man, back in the day, you know, your dad worked really hard, my dad worked really hard, but those were the good old days when working really hard meant like 50, 60 hour weeks.
Yeah.
And your dad had time to make sandwiches with you and do the tea time.
Take me to the park.
Yeah. Now everybody's working, both parents are working, and some of them working two jobs. Ain't nobody got time for tea parties and watching Married with Children with the kids.
It sucks, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway, just quick story before the video on this tweet that Steve King sent out. It's a picture of him and Don Trump Jr. I love this story. Just wanted to do it real quick because it didn't fit in the show today. And the tweet says, Steve King's annual Bud Day peasant hunt. If Donald Trump Jr. defends the Second Amendment as well as he shoots, we have nothing to worry about. Now, we think he meant pheasant hunt and he fixed it later, okay, but he accidentally wrote peasant hunt. And then the tweets rained in. James Hell Brooks writes in, I'm only like 60% sure he meant pheasant hunt. Scary Kurt writes in, might want to keep guns away from these guys. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. Hashtag peasant hunt. And then Comfortably Smug writes in, peasant hunt is the most GOP thing ever.
Yeah.
It really is.
Exactly.
Like, I'm a little worried that, like, they're like, wait a minute, it was a mistake in the beginning, but come to think about it, Jay Caruso says, the most dangerous game comes to life. It is in essence their ideology, accidentally spelled out in a tweet. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, one of my favorite scenes of movie history. So it's from a movie called The Apostle that very few people have seen. Bart, have you seen it? If you haven't seen it, no one has, but you saw it. Okay, right, that's what I would have figured. It's Robert Duvall, and he plays a preacher. Mm-hmm. Is it a great movie? I don't know that it's a great, great movie. It's a little too long, and it's da da da. But it is, in my opinion, one of the greatest acting performances I've ever seen. And wow. Robert Duvall, you should watch it for that alone, okay? But it's funny, there's a side of me that likes preachers. You know, my hero is Reverend Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. loves to talk about Jesus, and this movie's all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just gonna play you two fun clips from it. This is my favorite. Over the weekend, I played it just to cheer myself up. Here, watch.
Who's the King of Kings?
Jesus.
Before Abraham was who?
Jesus.
Who's the first and the last?
Jesus.
If I'm on the devil hit list, who do I have by my side?
Jesus.
Who's the lily of the valley?
Jesus.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, who is by my side?
Jesus.
Come on and say Jesus, beloved.
Jesus.
If I wake up in hell in the morning, who do I look up to?
Jesus.
Shout it loud and say Jesus.
Jesus.
I can't hear you.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
God, I love that scene. We gotta analyze why I love that scene so much.
Before we do so, why is the stage set up as if they're about to debate each other?
They're having a preacher off.
Oh, are they really?
I don't know. Is that a thing? I'm not a Christian. I've been to a couple of churches, a couple of sermons, but it sounded like it was a preacher off and they were having a great time. Mm-hmm. When that black preacher goes, Jesus.
That face is so good. I can't get enough of it.
I'm almost gonna play it for you again in a minute. Hold on.
That is the best part.
His face is great, and his voice is amazing.
It is.
How is he not more something? Yeah. I don't know, right? So in a sense, it's disturbing. You know, the raising the fist the way they do.
Yeah, it's like, super weird.
It's a little Germany-esque, right?
Yes.
So. And it's funny, people need someone to look up to.
Jesus.
And I have it on the soundboard. I play it every once in a while, and that's where it comes from.
Jesus.
That's them. Okay? So now you know where that comes from. But at the same time, it just feels uplifting, like they care. It's something that makes them feel good, something that bonds them together. It's a sense of community. And I like that it's multiracial too, and they're all together, and they just believe in this dude named Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it feels good. It's wrong, but it feels good, right? By wrong, I mean it's not correct, but.
Yeah, I got a lot of groupthink out of that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's no, I hear you. I hear you. It's we're gonna have to do some therapy here to figure out why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another scene from the movie. Not quite as powerful or good as that, but it's also about Jesus. I also love it. Let's watch that.
Through the valley of the shadow of death.
En el valle de la sombra.
I will fear no evil.
No le tendré miedo al peligro.
Because I'm walking with Jesus.
Porque camino con Jesucristo.
I walk with Jesus.
Camino con Jesucristo.
I talk with Jesus.
Hablo con
I walk
Jesucristo.
With Jesus.
Camino
I shout with Jesus.
Con
I walk with Jesus.
Camino
I stomp with Jesus.
Pego
we stomp on the devil.
Pego
we stomp on the diablo. I'm going to walk with you. Stomp with me. Come on, somebody give me an amen.
Okay.
No, you're not buying it. See, I think it's me. I think maybe I was a preacher in a previous life.
Yeah.
In previous lives that I don't believe in. I like stomping on the devil. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I
this
like
says nothing for you?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Is Jesus back there?
Jesus.
Wait.
Jesus. You rang?
Okay. Jesus, does that any of that do anything for you?
Of course it does. It's my own name. Of course. If only I could walk around and everybody just says my name like that every time. Like, yes. I walk into a room.
Yeah, you know, look.
Jesus, fucking guy.
Every time he walks in.
I want some food.
Jesus.
Somebody pull my car.
Jesus.
Park my car down. I'm ready for lunch.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
So you know what? We got to get a camera back on Jesus. And every time we go to him, I have to go.
Jesus.
Do you remember What Would Jesus Do?
Yes.
That was such a great segment.
Oh, that was such a good and nowadays potentially disastrous segment.
Why?
Because we would do controversial
things. Oh, the
things.
Topics. The topics. Sure, yes.
It wouldn't pay the bills for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit of. You asked him that question? Anyway, okay. So the only thing you got out of it was that they're saying your name in a fun way.
Of course, it's always fun to see my name on walls.
But what, like, okay, hold on. So what are we supposed to get out of it? Like, what was that supposed to do for us?
I don't know. I kind of brought it up because I wanted to see if I was alone, and I'm getting the sense that I am alone. Mm-hmm. Anybody else like that scene? Love that scene? You liked his performance? Okay, that's something.
I like it, and I think it's because it's like. In your search for righteousness in the world, Cenk, it's like preachers kind of represent that. So I think that's kind of like the reason why you like it.
Yeah, if they were chanting like justice instead of Jesus, it'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but one last time, let's watch the first clip again and look at the preacher. Hear him and look at him, you'll enjoy.
Who's the King of Kings?
Jesus.
Before Abraham was who?
Jesus.
Who's the first and the last?
Jesus.
I'm on the devil hit list. Who do I have by my side?
Jesus.
Who's the lily of the valley?
Jesus.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, who is by my side?
Jesus.
Come on and say Jesus, beloved.
Jesus.
If I wake up in hell in the morning, who do I look up to?
Jesus.
Shout it loud and say Jesus.
Jesus.
I can't hear you.
Jesus.
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 At least we agree on the black preacher, right?
So good. Yeah.
For that little subtle.
That's good. That it's like half a second, but it's so good. Like so much emotion.
And the minute I saw it in the movie theater, I couldn't wait for YouTube to get invented so I could rewatch it over and over later. Okay. I literally went and when it came out on VHS, got the VHS so I could rewatch that scene. Okay. This was pre-YouTube time. Okay.
Yeah.
On that alone, he should have received a Best Supporting Actor nomination.
Absolutely.
That was the only time he was in the movie.
Was it really?
That was the only scene. Yeah. Jesus. Okay, this has been your random post game show of the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Jesus.